Last night, one of commercial TV's most successful franchises, Law & Order, took on the issue of rape as a weapon of war in eastern Congo. In an episode of Law & Order Special Victims Unit, a Congolese woman who's in the U.S. illegally is the only witness to a rape, but she's afraid to testify because she fears she'll be deported back to eastern Congo.
What are you afraid of?
Do you have any idea what is happening in the Congo? Where I come from? Hundreds of thousands of women have been raped. In the eastern provinces, it is used as a weapon of war.
Is that what happened to you?
They came into my house. Five of them. They raped me and my daughter in front of my husband.
Neil Baer is the executive producer of Law & Order Special Victims Unit. He's the person who decided to do an episode about rape in eastern Congo. Neil Baer, this issue is not one that Americans know much about. Why did you decide to have Law & Order SVU focus on it?
For exactly that reason, many Americans don't know what's going on in Africa or around the world. And I think there's a misperception often amongst television executives that American audiences aren't interested. We think that they really are, and that's why we told that story.
And you worked on this episode with the advocacy group Enough, and I guess what I'm interested in knowing from you is, are you simply trying to bring attention to the issue, or is there sort of something more you're going for here?
We're trying to, first and foremost, tell a gripping, emotional story that raises profound ethical issues about how people are treated. And secondly, we want Americans, and also we have a worldwide audience as well. We're in over 90 countries to see this story, and we want to lay out what the issues are and have our audience decide what they think, how they may take action if they're moved enough to do so by the show.
And how do you actually do that as a television producer? How do you make this kind of television without becoming sort of totally polemical?
First and foremost, thinking about storytelling. We don't set out to educate or entertain. If I thought about entertainment, that has this pejorative element to it where people will park their minds for an hour, but I'm also not interested in, you know, pulling down a map or writing on a chalkboard, these are the things you need to know. I'm not interested in, quote, educating them. But if I tell a story that about human beings and their struggles, then I don't have to worry about being polemical because the story itself will be real and truthful, and one hopes get people to see the world in a new way.
And in last night's episode, you have the rape victim or the rape survivor from eastern Congo make a direct link between the violence against women there and American consumers.
The men who raped me were fighting for control of the mines that produce tin, tungsten, and tantalum, the conflict minerals you so desperately need to make your cell phones and computers.
So, Neil Baer, I assume you made that direct link for a very specific reason.
We have worked with the Enough Project and John Prendergast, who runs the project, who's done a lot of research in this area. And oftentimes, we spend money on things like computers and cell phones and take them for granted, but we don't know where the materials that go into them come from. And there's certainly a lot of information available about so-called conflict minerals that go into our cell phones and computers, and we think it's a good idea to present to the public some of this information that we're finding, and that's why we made that link, because many people haven't heard about that link before, and I hope that they'll be interested to read more about it. We try to link people on our show to numbers of websites. We actually suggest ways that people can take action, because often when you see a television show, you're very moved by the emotional elements of the story. It really resonates for you. We know from studies we've done in the past that, like it or not, TV is more than just, quote, entertainment. People learn from it, and we want to try to be as accurate as possible in putting information out there.
Neil Baer is the executive producer of Law & Order Special Victims Unit. Thanks for speaking with us, Neil.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.